Hello and welcome to this week's podcast with me, Laura Merrilees. Today we are talking about the new apprenticeship levy that will be coming into force in April 2017. Joining me on the phone to discuss what this means for employers is Matthew Lewis, a partner in the Labour and Employment team at Squire Patton Box. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, Laura.
Now, there's been a lot of media coverage of this new levy and what it might mean for UK businesses. Can you just briefly outline what the levy is and why it's being introduced?
Of course. The apprenticeship levy represents a new way of funding apprenticeship training. It's a change that will be imposed predominantly on larger employers operating in the UK and is being introduced as part of a broader programme of reforms to apprenticeships. The government wants to give employers more influence over how apprenticeships are designed and paid for and hopes that the levy will lead to greater levels of investment in training. This was a Conservative Party manifesto promise and Theresa May has reiterated her support. Its stated aim is to have 3 million apprenticeship starts in 2020, and the standard mechanism for paying for apprenticeships of a third by the employer and two-thirds by the government will be abolished. So the levy marks a significant departure from the current system of funding apprenticeships.
So how much is the levy going to be in order to pay for these apprenticeships?
Well, the levy has been set at 0.5% of an employer's total annual pay bill. And for these purposes, a pay bill means the total amount of earnings that are subject to Class 1 secondary national insurance contributions. So it would cover such things as wages, bonuses, commissions and pension contributions that you pay NICs on. And so employers will receive an annual allowance of £15,000 to offset against the levy payment, which is why in practice a levy should only be payable by those employers with payrolls of more than £3 million a year, because 0.5% of £3 million is £15,000.
And is there any opt-out at all for employers?
No, there's a nub. There is no opt-out. If your payroll is more than £3 million, there is no escaping the levy. It's even payable by the NHS. And it's estimated that the levy will apply to about 22,000 employers in the UK.
And what about those employers that might be on the cusp of the £3 million threshold?
Well, in September, the government published draft legislation setting out how employers should calculate, report and pay their levy liability. These draft regulations clarify that employers with a pay bill of £2.8 million or less for the previous tax year, or who believe their pay bill will be less than £3 million in the current tax year, will not have to pay the apprenticeship levy.
So what sort of figure is the government ultimately expecting the levy to raise?
Well, the government is expecting that by 2019-2020, the levy will raise £3 billion across the UK to help pay for the increased number of apprentices.
OK, so Matthew, looking at how this will work, can you just give me an example of how the levy is going to be calculated?
Sure. So if we take an employer with an annual pay bill of £5 million, it would be required to pay £10,000 by way of the levy. This is because 0.5% of £5 million is £25,000, but if you subtract the levy allowance of £15,000 from that figure, the employer's annual levy payment is reduced to £10,000. Of course, this doesn't sound very much, but for those with a payroll of £250 million, the levy is over 1.2 million, and that's a lot of apprentices. Some employers are looking to rescope their training and recruitment, while others will simply write off the levy as just an employment tax. I should also mention that employers who pay the levy will also receive a 10% top-up from the government to their total monthly contributions in England. So for every £1 an employer pays in, it can draw down £1.10 to spend on apprenticeship training. At this point in time, it's not clear if this top-up will be available to employers who operate in Wales, Scotland or Northern Ireland.
Does it make any difference if you're part of a group of employers?
Yes, potentially. Where employers are connected, they will only be able to use one £15,000 levy allowance.
Right, OK, so I know the definition of connected isn't straightforward. Could you just sort of try and explain in basic terms what it means?
Well, the basic rule of determining if two companies are connected with each other for the purpose of the levy is if one of them has control of the other, or if both are under the control of the same person or persons. For example, companies linked in a group, those companies would be connected for these purposes.
OK, so picking back up then as to how the levy allowance will apply to connected employers, can you just take us through that?
It means that they'll need to decide what proportion of the levy allowance each employer in the group will be entitled to. This decision will have to be taken at the beginning of the tax year and will be fixed for that year. Equally, single employers with multiple PAYE schemes will only have one allowance, so they will also have to decide where that allowance will sit.
Okay, so how will employers actually pay the levy?
Employers will have to calculate, report and pay the levy to HMRC through their PAYE process, alongside tax and national insurance contributions. The levy will be collected monthly and the annual allowance will also be available in equal monthly instalments. So where an employer has, for example, an annual levy allowance of £15,000, this would mean an allowance of £1,250 per month.
How will employers be able to access and use the levy funds?
Employers in England will be able to access the funds they have paid into the levy via a new online portal called the Digital Apprenticeship Service. So funds will enter the digital account on a monthly basis, and a 10% top-up will be applied at the same time. Employers will be able to use the Digital Apprenticeship Service to find accredited training providers and assessment organisations, pay for training and assessment, as well as find external candidates who are seeking apprenticeship training. The government is intending to set up a new register of apprenticeship training providers, and any training provider who wishes to offer apprenticeships under the new scheme must apply to be on this register. Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland will have their own arrangements, but we don't know what the details of these are yet.
All right, so in that case, how will the levy work for employers that have got operations across the UK?
Okay, well, as with many things that are new, it's not totally clear yet. Because training and skills is a devolved policy area, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland will remain responsible for setting their own skills policies. The government is currently working with the devolved administrations to try and work out how this is going to work in practice. What we do know is that if an employer operates across the UK, the amount of levy available to them to spend through the Digital Apprenticeship Service in England will reflect the proportion of the pay bill to employees living there. So, for example, if 80% of your pay bill is in England, 80% of the levy will go into your digital account, the rest will be split where your other employees actually live.
And what about the majority of employers who won't have to pay the levy? Will they still have to use the new Digital Apprenticeship Service? How are they going to fund any apprenticeships?
Okay, so if an employer doesn't pay the levy, it won't need to use the Digital Apprenticeship Service to pay for apprenticeship training and assessment until at least 2018. So from April 2017, however, it'll be able to use the new service to choose the training it would like its apprentice to receive and find an approved training provider. Non-levy paying employees will still receive support from the government if they want to train an apprentice. Under the new proposals, they will be required to make a contribution towards the cost of funding their apprenticeships. They will be required to contribute 10%, and the government will pick up the rest of the tab, so the remaining 90%. And the government has called this co-investment. At the same time, if a levy paying employer wants to invest more in apprenticeship training than it holds in its digital account, it will be required to co-invest 10% of the cost of the apprenticeship training and assessment, and the government will fund the remaining 90% of that cost. These funding proposals are still in draft, and the final funding arrangements should be confirmed by the government later this month.
So will employers be able to negotiate freely with training providers on the cost of an apprenticeship?
Employers will be given flexibility to negotiate with training providers on price. Under the new funding system, which is being introduced in May 2017, there will be 15 funding bands, with the upper limit of those bands ranging from £1,500 to £27,000. These bands will place a limit on the maximum amount of digital account funds an employer can spend on training for an individual apprenticeship, and the bands vary according to level and type of apprenticeship. So, for example, more expensive, higher quality training is likely to be in a band with a higher limit. All existing and new apprenticeship frameworks and standards will be placed within one of these 15 new funding bands. So, for example, Band 8, the cap is £6,000. Band 12, the cap is £18,000. The purpose of the band is to set a realistic cost for the training, and having a lower amount should prevent a race to the bottom. It'll be up to employers to negotiate prices with providers within these funding limits.
How will the funding arrangements apply to existing apprenticeships?
So levy contributions will only be used for new apprentices. All existing apprentices who are under a programme before May 2017 will be funded under the current funding system.
Okay, so for those that are funded under the new system, what should employers be thinking about when they're negotiating with training providers?
Well, employers will be responsible for choosing a training provider and negotiating the cost of the training, including any endpoint assessment. If employers want to spend more than the funding limit, they can do this, but they will need to cover the extra amount themselves. It's worth remembering that every apprenticeship must have an endpoint assessment, and this must be carried out by an independent provider to the training provider. The cost of the endpoint assessment is included in the funding band. If it's added on top, that means it will not be recoverable from the levy. This means that when employers are negotiating with the training provider, they must take into account the final assessment cost. The government is also proposing that 20% of the total cost is held back from the digital account at the end of the apprenticeship. This reflects the fact that, as mentioned, under the new apprenticeship standards, there's an endpoint assessment and the cost of this is incurred at the end of the apprenticeship. So by holding back 20% of the total cost, this should help to ensure that employers do not overpay in the event that an apprentice doesn't finish his or her apprenticeship.
So there's quite a lot for employers to take on board here. Can you give me an example of how this will work in practice?
Yes, so if, for example, an employer negotiates with a training provider to pay £5,000 for training and assessing a particular apprentice, and the upper limit on the funding band for that type of apprenticeship is £6,000, the cost is within the funding band limit. That means that if the employer is a levy payer, the sum of £5,000 will be deducted from its digital account on a monthly basis over the course of the apprenticeship. As a training provider, you'll have to budget on being paid on that basis. If the employer is a non-levy payer, it will require to pay 10% of the £5,000 cost, i.e. £500, and the government will fund the rest.
Will employers be able to use any training providers?
No. So funds from the Digital Apprenticeship Service can only be spent on approved training providers. As mentioned, the new system will list all those registered providers where funds can be spent. Employers will be able to become providers themselves if they meet the relevant criteria, but that will then be subject to the same rules and inspections as other training providers.
Okay, so will employers be able to use the levy funds to cover all the costs associated with an apprentice?
No. So, for example, supervision costs and an apprenticeship's wages can't be funded by the levy. The levy can only be used for accredited apprenticeship training, assessment and certification, and not for any other training that the employer may require. Employers will not, for example, be able to put digital funds towards internal training that doesn't meet apprenticeship standards.
Will employers receive any additional support for certain types of apprentice? So I'm thinking maybe young apprentices, for example?
Yes, there will be extra support for certain categories of apprentices, such as those aged 16 to 18. The government recognises there are some additional costs associated with supporting young apprentices, and they will make an additional payment of £1,000 to employers and make a further £1,000 payment to training providers to help with those additional costs. There will also be extra support for smaller employers, for those with fewer than 50 employees training 16 to 18-year-olds. And it seems to me that this, combined with the national living wage, which makes it cheaper for employers to hire under 25, could mean that there is real competition for good younger apprentices.
Yeah, indeed. What happens if an employer doesn't, in fact, use its funds in the digital account?
So this is kind of like you kind of use it or lose it. So if an employer doesn't use its funds, including any top-up, these will expire 18 months after the funds enter the account. So, for example, funds entering your account in September 2017 will expire in March 2019 unless you've spent them. The digital account works on a first-in, first-out basis, so payments to training providers will automatically be drawn from the funds which entered your account first.
I read, Matthew, that employers will be able to use the funds in their digital account to pay for the apprenticeship training of other employers' apprentices. Is that correct?
Yes, Laura, that's the plan. The government has taken on board comments from some employers that would like to be able to pay for the apprenticeship training of someone in their supply chain, for example. And the government is seeking views on its proposals to allow employers to transfer up to 10% of their funds to another employer's digital account from 2018.
Okay, and how will the apprenticeship levy affect levies in other sectors? So perhaps, you know, the construction sector or similar?
So yes, there is a downside here. If you already contribute to one of these levies, I'm afraid you'll still be required to pay the apprenticeship levy. As I said before, there is no opt-out. The relevant industry training boards are apparently consulting with their members on potential changes to existing levy arrangements within those boards.
What's the timetable for the levy?
There have been talk following Brexit votes that there would be a delay, but the government has resisted calls for a delay, and so the levy will go ahead and be introduced from 6th of April 2017. Which is when people have to start paying in. They can't start to use their funds in their digital account until September 2017. But to date, we've only seen the draft regulations and the final details have yet to be published.
And what's your view, Matthew, on what employers think about the new levy?
It's fair to say there's been a mixed reaction from businesses to the new levy. I think most employers support in principle the government's plan to increase the quality and the quantity of apprenticeships to address skill shortages in the UK. But many are concerned about the financial implications this new levy will have on their businesses, especially those businesses that don't have the need for the sort of structured training that will fall within the scope of an apprenticeship scheme. Those employers stand to pay in more to the scheme than they'll get out of it. Further, it's come on top of National Living Wage, which has been introduced. Employers will soon be seeing an increase in pension auto-enrolment contributions. So the levy is another business cost for those in small margin sectors. What's more, it seems that many employers still don't understand what the levy is. A recent study by the British Chamber of Commerce showed that 2 out of 5 firms either don't understand or did not know what the levy is. So the government still have to come some way to ensuring that businesses understand how they could benefit from these reforms.
So what should employers be doing now?
Well, if they haven't done so already, employers should be thinking now about what steps they need to take to ensure they're in the best position to take advantage of the new arrangements. Ultimately, levy-paying employers will only benefit from this investment if they train apprentices. We recommend that any employers affected by the new levy to review their current and proposed training requirements to ascertain what could be provided and accredited under the new arrangements so they make full use of the apprenticeship training funding that will be available.
And this isn't just about training up younger people, is it?
No, that's right. I think that the word apprenticeship is a bit of a misnomer here. People should remember that although the focus of many apprenticeships is on younger people entering employment, the apprenticeship levy could be used to fund other schemes as well as entry-level qualifications. So people can use it for example, in retail, there are retail team leader apprenticeship programs which have been approved. People can use it for management training courses. And apprenticeships can be used up to degree level. So we're not just talking about junior employees.
Given that this will be introduced, what would be your suggestion in terms of employers getting the most out of it?
Well, my view is that employers shouldn't just write it off as an employment tax, but should investigate how an apprenticeship program may be able to work for them, how it might fit in with their existing recruitment strategy, for example. I read recently that some employers are looking to scale back their graduate recruitment plans and swap graduate traineeships for apprenticeships so that they can maximise the return on investment of any levy payments. By way of an example, a major bank will have a levy of about £30 million. And to recoup part of this, it has suggested that it will cut its graduate recruitment in half and instead hire school leavers on a degree-level banking apprenticeship. Employers should also be including the levy in their 2017 budget planning, and they should also ensure that the necessary payroll processes are in place prior to April next year.
And is there any government guidance available for employers?
Yes, the government has produced some initial guidance for employers on how the levy will work and the new system for funding apprenticeships, but it has promised further guidance during the course of this month and also some more in December.
Okay, well, we'll keep an eye out for that and update the site once we know more about it. Well, thank you very much indeed, Matthew. That's been a really useful run-through of the key points for employers to take on board. As I say, we'll keep the site updated and our Hot Topics page on the levy is a good first port of call. So that brings us to the end of this week's podcast, which you've been listening to with me, Laura Merrilees. We're back again next Friday, but until then, it's goodbye from us.